The construction industry dumps thousands of tons of waste that ends up in our country's landfills. Deconstruction, defined as the careful dismantling of a building, diverts that waste. It's a process that's frequently used in Europe and the west coast of our country. But in a region where landfill space is plentiful like ours, it's easier to just dump old bricks and mortar. But some deconstruction is happening here. The Allegheny Front's Anne Murray laced up her steel-toed boots and headed to a deconstruction site to learn more.
I'm standing on the corner of Fifth Avenue and Wood Street in downtown Pittsburgh. Behind me, a construction crew is dismantling a series of buildings. There's no wrecking ball in sight. Right now, a machine called a picker is teasing out parts of the buildings. Steel beams, concrete, and bricks are stacked into piles. They'll be reused on site or sold. The facades, windows, doors, and floors have been taken apart by hand.
We've already gone into each one of these buildings, and we've taken out everything that we could before we brought in the machinery.
Fred Solomon is the spokesperson for PNC Financial Services Group. PNC wants this space for their new headquarters. Solomon says when they talked about how to remove the old stores along this block, the discussion turned to deconstruction. He says it fits into their corporate commitment to green buildings.
When we put up a building, we prefer that we put it on a brownfield site, and we take the buildings that had been on that site and we attempt to deconstruct them so that as little as possible will go to a landfill. In some cases, we're recycling or reusing 90% of the building's weight by volume.
According to the US EPA, construction waste and demolition debris make up about 40% of our solid waste stream. Because deconstruction and the reuse of materials are both done locally or on site, energy, emissions, and trucking costs are reduced. PNC, for example, plans to use crushed concrete as fill to create a parking lot under their new building. Solomon wouldn't give the cost of this deconstruction project, but says they'll break even. But others say that it's more than just dollars. Brad Guy, an architecture professor at Catholic University, says jobs are created when buildings are dismantled and materials are reused.
The first tier of people doing the recovery, you have potentially tiers of the store operator, the processor, the person making something out of these materials. So you can see that, again, just like any raw material, there's a value chain that is created all the way from its recovery to its eventual sale. So there's a lot of both direct and indirect jobs that can be created.
Guy says it's hard to pinpoint the exact number of these jobs. Most are in deconstruction hotspots like California in the Northwest. Laws there limit the amount of building waste that can go into landfills, and the cost of waste disposal is high. But experts believe the practice is starting to pick up in other parts of the country where there are markets for salvaged building materials. Habitat for Humanity, for example, has about 750 reuse stores nationwide, including locations in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New York. Here in Pittsburgh, builders and homeowners head to Construction Junction, a warehouse loaded to the rafters with salvaged doors, windows, lumber, hardware, plumbing, you name it. The 12-year-old nonprofit store, the oldest in the region, recently crossed the $1 million mark in sales. Frank Urais comes here all the time.
I brought a pickup truck, and we always end up leaving with something.
Construction Junction has been described as a marriage of Goodwill and Home Depot. Individuals and contractors can get tax breaks by donating recovered building materials. Brian Swearingen, Construction Junction field manager, sees the store as a broker.
The general public doesn't have access to a lot of these materials, and you need a store, you need a large store that basically can sort out, you know, the cost of recovering them and getting them to market.
Although Construction Junction is mostly a clearinghouse for building materials, the store's crews do some deconstruction work. Like most other U.S. contractors who dismantle buildings, their work is generally limited to houses because residential projects are small. Even small projects are more time-consuming and labor-intensive than demolition, and not all materials can be reused for economic or health reasons. Asbestos or lead pipes are good examples. Charles Rosenblum, an architecture professor at Carnegie Mellon, says every deconstruction project may not be green.
It depends on how much you save. It depends on what you do with it. And if they're not saying in a straightforward way, here are our calculations. Here's what we're demolishing. Here's what we're saving. Here's how it adds up. Here's how it saves energy or how it doesn't. If they don't have numbers for that, then they should.
The future of deconstruction may lie with architects who plan ahead to the end of a building's life cycle. Architect Mark Mondor thinks that eventually more structures will be put together with deconstruction in mind. A building like that already exists at Carnegie Mellon University.
The intelligent workplace was designed and built probably 15 years ago.
Mondor points up to a long, low glass and steel frame structure. It's been placed on the roof of a 100-year-old building and can be easily disassembled.
The connections that we'll see are bolted instead of welded, and a lot of panels are demountable. A lot of materials are loose laid so that they can be taken up easily and reused. If they were adhered or welded or put together with in a way that they couldn't be taken apart, then the options for reusing them would really be gone.
Designing and building for dismantling and reuse add to the value of buildings, says Mondor. Deconstruction-ready buildings are easier to repair. Back at PNC site, Gary Solson, director of corporate real estate, is enthusiastic about the deconstruction process. He says keeping buildings out of the landfill is good for the environment and saves a bit of regional history.
Many years ago, I met with a woman who told me she had one of our buildings in her home, and I asked her what she was talking about. And she said that she had a tin ceiling from one of the buildings that's now 3PNC in the kitchen of her home. We're really hopeful the same thing will happen here.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ann Murray.